what's your general impressions on how you did today?
I feel like I did pretty well. I just like to come out here and have fun with the game that I've been playing since I was a younger.
Any thoughts about running the 40 today? Did you feel like you could improve on it, or did you just...
I did. Of course, I wanted to. You know, I'm a competitor. I like to come out and compete. When I see other guys competing, I feel like I need to be in that circuit. But today I came out here to do positional drills and show how well I can catch the ball out of the backfield.
How did you feel about the 4-5 at the combine?
Of course I was upset. Of course I wanted to run a 4-3. But, you know, I'm happy with what God gave me.
What kind of feedback do you get from the scouts? It seemed like most of it was positive. I mean, you said you're disappointed with 40, but still like the second fastest among the top five guys projected to go in the, you know, second, third round.
They gave me a lot of positive feedback. You know, said I had a very good combine and also performed well today. So I'm looking forward to keep performing well here from here on out.
Talk about the importance of showing the versatility to be able to catch the ball. You said that was a big thing you did today.
Yeah, I like to be very versatile. You know, I want to be able to catch the ball in the backfield, run the ball in and outside between tackles. You know, between tackles and outside tackles. So I just like to showcase all my skills and be an all-around playmaker.
Trey, you don't have to give us the name of the play call, but will you tell us what your favorite run play at the university was and how you describe your responsibilities in that play?
I had two favorite plays. I feel like our power play and our zone read. You know, those are our favorite plays because me and Nick get to use our creativity. And, you know, the power play, I just like, you know, it's playing hard-nosed football. You know, it's your will against their will, and I like to impose my will on people.
I feel like the biggest thing is just for you is pass blocking. It seems to one criticism against you. I think Mike Mayock was very critical of you this morning as well on that.
I feel like I shouldn't be criticized on it. You know, I haven't given up many sacks at all in the past 2 years that I played, really. And, you know, I feel like that's a strength of mine. But people, you know, knock me on that because of my size, because I'm short. But I feel like you don't block the hole in height-wise. You block it, you know, width and, you know, how much heart you have.
Just talk about that. You had a lot of extended work out there with a guy that's a position coach in NFL. What was that like to go through that kind of drills? And what would you think of that?
It was great because, you know, it's like a great feel of what I would get every day, you know, from that guy. And, you know, Coach Taylor is a great guy. He coached me up pretty well today, you know, got me ready to and what to expect at the next level. So I'm going to continue to work hard and, you know, pick up things. You know, I try to pick up one good thing every day, a positive thing every day. And, you know, I'm going to pick up a couple things today and work on those until it's time to report to camp.
What's it going to be like between now and the draft for you? Is it going to be tough or is it exciting?
Back in the laboratory, back training, staying in shape and ready to play.
What did you say some of the biggest challenges you'll face at the next level are?
The speed of the game, of course. It only gets faster, you know. And that's why I decided to play in the SEC because it was right under the NFL. It's, you know, the best conference in college football. So I feel like the speed of the game, of course, a lot of guys are going to be, they're good. You know, the NFL is full of great, so now it's time to see how challenge my skills against theirs.
Talking to any teams after some later today? Anybody express interest?
Yeah, I'm going to actually talk to the Browns later on. I have a quick little test with them and, you know, the Patriots, a couple other guys.
So the Colts were looking at over at you 3 times. Is that something they asked you to do?
Yeah, they asked me because at the combine I didn't do it. I almost missed my flight.
Really?
So I couldn't get my 3 cone, so I didn't. I did well today.
Where do you think you might go? I mean, have you heard in terms of projecting
no
where
clue.
You might go?
It's early, so I have no clue where I'll go, but wherever I am, I'm happy to help the team.
Was a little bit odd for you today, not, you know, participating in everything and very few things, in fact?
It was pretty odd because I'm a competitor. Like I said, I'm a competitor, and I like to, you know, challenge other guys, you know, and them challenge me.
When you see those drills like that, Trey, what do you think they're looking for in that? Because they seem so simple, but yet they're looking at specific things right there. What do you think they're looking for?
A lot of coaches say they want to see me catch the ball in the backfield. So I just, you know, simple things as, you know, are you a body catcher or a hands catcher? And I just try to be an all-around player. So, you know, I'm trying to snag it with my hands and show my receiving ability. Put me anywhere on the field, I'll try to make a play.
You know, one of the things D said is they threw him for a loop with some of the drills that he wasn't used to seeing, wasn't used to running, didn't run him at the combine. But he said that was good, you know, because he likes to learn new things. Is that kind of the way it was for you today at all?
Yeah, of course. You know, I just try to have fun. You know, you got to enjoy yourself with the sport that you love to do. And I feel like you perform well when you're having fun and doing what you love.
You know, for a guy who's used to going 100 miles an hour today, though, that had to be hard for you today, standing around so much.
A little bit. You know, Coach Malzahn runs things at 1,000 miles an hour. So it was kind of hard, you know, calming down and setting up. But, you know, that's our edge and our advantage is our stamina.
So what do you think you got accomplished today, Trey? What do you think you got accomplished?
Exactly what they wanted to see, catching the ball out of the backfield, being smooth, catching with your hands and not your body.
Over the last 2 weeks, what do you think that you've been hearing and talking with these guys, an obstacle that you're really having to focus on between now and, say, when you might do individual workouts?
A lot of teams criticize me on my pass blocking, but because they say we haven't done much. But when we have done it, I did a really good job. You know, I'm not scared to put my chin into someone's chest. You know, I got a lot of heart, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to stay on my ground.
But as being a competitor, you want to hear those type things that you feel like you're able to use that as a motivation.
I love constructive criticism. You know, it helps you out. And, you know, it helps you work on some of your weaknesses that I may not see, but someone else sees. So, you know, those are some things that help me work on.
Do you think they underestimate your toughness at all?
All I got to tell them, put on the tape.
When the scouts ask you about your motivation, your love for football, how do you answer those questions?
God put me here to do something, and I found that football is my love, and I love to do it. And you know, it's just it's a plus. You know, to help your family out. You know, but I still love the game of football. You know, it's my passion, and it'll be fun. You know, getting paid to do what you love.
Yeah. What is D like in the locker room?
D is every bit of funny, all around great guy. You know, he's like a big brother to me. He took me under his wing when I first got here, you know, as a youngin' and what to expect and everything. So me and D have been pretty tight.
What's your funniest story from this whole combine and scouting process?
A funniest story is just being around.